Star and Earth, Number 1. Written July 8th to July 14th, 2006. In high sky softly, yon star floats in peace, untroubled by mire, yet watching all life, revealing cold fire, so far from the earth, not speaking a word, summoning language. To one far below, who gazes above, how so far removed, can never be reached. One's dreams may fly high, but they must fall short. Spark of the heavens, you pull forth a sigh. Both the hot passions, such wasteful excess, with languid neglect, true lovers' demise, both are from the earth. Pitiful actor. Constancy today, departure next morn. It is no wonder in clouds earth is dressed, so as to cover decency social, what no one utters. Go, look at the moon, and see it all stripped, having no cover. How then shall we meet who are thus parted? Though we share one bench, watching passing world, if we hold shy hands while walking in parks, what does it avail, since there is a wall? Cold fire and still light, pure heart and warm eyes, muddy shoes and legs, roving dreams and thoughts, where and how to meet, in what fashion joined, we would be cobbled, but cannot be linked. As surely as this, base earth and yon star, so shall we survey, observe the distance. Were it possible, or desirable, to come together, would we be happy? Better rather this, we accept our lot. Though we be parted, in separation, I still think your face, alone in dark sky, opens my closed heart, stirs admiration.